Environment. Environmental experts have warned that the old phone, TV set, radio, desktop, laptop, batteries and other electronic devices that are kept at home could be harmful to human health. These e-waste contains hazardous substances such as lead, mercury, cadmium and others, which pollute soil, water and air. According to Information Communication and Technology Authority, ICTA, Kenya produces over 51,300 tons of e-waste annually, while only 5% of the e-waste produced is recycled properly. The figure is set to increase to 127,000 tons annually, with new advancements being released in the market. In order to curb the e-waste menace, the ICT Authority in partnership with Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment Center, WE Center, and other organizations recently held an e-waste awareness and training session to sensitize the public on the management of electronic waste in Kisumu County. WEEE Center ensures safe disposal of e-waste by collecting safe dismantling and processing of the equipment. Stephen Shatandi, the coordinator at WEEE Center Kisumu County, cites lack of awareness as one of the major challenges they are facing in management of e-waste. He says that people keep electronic equipment they do not use for as long as 10 years unaware of the dangers they are predisposed to. We are focused on creating awareness on the dangers of staying with electronic devices for longer periods. However, some people are reluctant to part with the equipment while others demand for payouts in exchange for the gadgets, he said. Shatandi added that some people prefer scrap metal dealers who pay for the items, unlike WEEE Center who issues a certificate of disposal. He said that they pay for certain items such as motherboards depending on the weight and value. Despite the challenges, Shatandi says that the program has empowered many people and played a key role in environment conservation. The coordinator said he received scholarship and training on e-waste management, which has helped him use materials from e-waste collected to come up with a multi-purpose pair of shoes that massages the feet, has an air conditioner, plays music and can serve as a power bank for mobile phones. Shatandi clarified that people need not to panic about personal data as they are securely destroyed, noting that proper mechanisms have been put in place to ensure that devices subjected to court cases or under investigation or stolen are not collected or disposed. We are currently working with 10 people from different sub-counties in Kisumu County, most of whom are repairers to collect e-waste, after which we note details such as serial number in the inventory, he said.